Okay, Sparat Yud and Hilchos, let's say Achashmiras and Nefesh. Continue Allah has to do with the Egla Rufa. Allah Aleph ain't din Egla Rufa, no Egla Rufa, but Hembe Yavin. So Egla Rufa only applies either in Eretz Yisrael or east of the Jordan River. And that's it. Allah Habez, Egla Rufa Bas Shteshanim Apachos. Okay, so the calf that's going to be used for the ceremony must be 2 years or younger. But if it's 2 years and 1 day, then it's possible. And the blemishes that normally would be an issue for korban don't affect it. Nonetheless, if it had a mortal wound, it's possible to use. So since it's an atonement, that at least minimum requirement is in place. So any work that's done to the egla that's going to be used for the egla rufa disqualifies it the same way any work done for a paraduma disqualifies that. Also, why does it add a yoke in this in the pasuk? After it says and it hasn't worked, it includes the yoke with other types of work. Because the yoke makes the animal disqualified regardless if it's working or not. Because once, what do you call it? Once you put the what do you call it, a cat, the a yoke on the calf, by definition, it becomes possible. Even though it didn't do any plowing or work at all. But other work, it doesn't disqualify the animal until the actual time of work itself. Any calf that can perform a work on its own, Allah, like for instance, excuse me, any malacha you do for the animal's benefit, like for instance, you put like a cloth over it to protect it from flies, ain't a posla, doesn't make it possible. But anything that's not for its benefit, can go and shaparish lanosa, for instance, you put a garment over it so, you should, so the animal should carry it, then it makes it possible. Paraduma, same malachas apply as they do in paraduma. In orphan is egla elabiyom, so the ceremony is only done during the day. The entire day is good for the Egla Rufa, then orphan shtei agalos achas, and you don't do, you don't package the two casts as one. Shein osim mitzvahs for the tzvos, you don't create packages, so to speak, of mitzvahs. Lachavav Egla Rufa asura b'haniyah, v'nikveres v'makom rishvasa. So you can't get benefit from the Egla Rufa, and it's buried in the place that the ceremony is done. And once you go, once you take the calf down to the river, ti aser b'hanah, it's now prohibited in benefiting from it, apishidayin, even though it hasn't actually gone through the ceremony. Which means it gets decapitated. Then Mesa, Nishvata, Achavirasa, if it dies or it gets slaughtered after you bring it down, then Arizu Asur Banaya, it's Asur to benefit from it, but Tikavar and it's buried there. Lachazai Nimsu Edea Zolman. Now let's say witnesses are found, what they call to be lying, Arizu Materas Banaya, they're permitted to get benefit. Now what does this mean? Ketzah. Gon Shamra Edafah and Arizu Sahorek. Let's say one witness says, I saw the murderer, when two come along and challenge that first witness, Ramulo Lower Isa, right? They say, even see it. The Frisha said, well, they set aside the calf, and they took the, what do you call it, calf to go down to do the ceremony based on the testimony. And then, but then only afterwards, the two were found to be liars. You can benefit from the calf. Let's say the murderer was discovered before the ceremony for the Egla Rufa was done, but what do you call it? He was before decapitated. Then the animal has to go into pasture until it dies. But if you find the murderer after the ceremony is done, it gets buried in its place. Because out of the doubt, we'll say, what do you call it? Because at the outset, it's brought because of a doubt. Kapara sveka, right? So we say, what do you call it? The atonement, the ceremony that takes place here is because the very thing is a suffix. The afish even though we find the killer after the ceremony, how is it yara? Nonetheless, he should therefore be executed. So the place where the Egla Rufa ceremony is done, that riverbed, you can never plant there or use the river at all. Anyone who actually works the land could go on shachar, shachar, zara, nata. Like for instance, plowing, planting, etc. Loke get malchus. It is permitted to comb flax over there as well as to drill stones. So it's like someone sowing, because you're not actually using the land. Just like planting is in the actual land itself. Any work that is usher sham ain elu kubo shapaka. It only applies to the what it called the actual land itself. Finally, lafa yod anshir krova shenis achro. So let's say the inhabitants of a city that's closest to the dead body you found, they kind of push off doing the ceremony. Loiviu egla rufa, and they didn't bring the calf. Kovenosan, we force them to. Him. Levian feel lafa kamashan even after many years. Shechayave egla rufa shavar leinam kipurim. Because the obligation of bringing the Egla Rufa, even after Yom Kippur's passed, Chayav Mahavi Akhar Yom Kippur, they still have to bring it even after Yom Kippur. That ends Perek Yud, and we will continue with Perek Yud Aleph next time.